Hey, welcome back to Education Honestly. So, this week's topic is something that I think can be viewed at through everybody's personal perspective, but this is sort of where my brain's at. I've been looking at the fields that people work in and the gender that dominates those fields. So, I noticed that most caregiver fields are dominated by women. And a lot of more analytical fields seem to, and I'm saying seems because I don't have any research behind this or papers or anything to go with it, but it seems to be more analytical and definitely not caregiver positions are more dominated by men. But I also look at them and think there are fields such as nursing and teachers and personal support workers, and anything that seems to be caring or personal support of any sort is dominated by women, but also tend to have government funding associated with them. So, something that the public gets an opinion on, whether you agree with their opinion or not, and something that is controlled by an entity that's constantly trying to save money. So, how does being a caregiver and being in a field like education or, say, nursing, because those are the two that are in my mind the most, how do you reconcile constantly having the funding and the importance reduced, and still being able to provide top quality anything? So, yes, there are absolutely more men in education than there have been in many, many a years. Although I'm sure there was a time where that was completely dominated by men and respected differently than it is now. But the current state is, if I look around my school, we're mainly women. And the males that are in the school are usually teaching older grades. So, just an observation of space around. Their areas are constantly having to fight for very simple things, a living wage. There's always that political landscape of teachers are overpaid, we get the summers off, and this is where my brain checks out and the Snoopy voice come wah, 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 wah. But we get lots of public opinion on our jobs. So our funding and the resources are constantly under attack, as well as, again, the example of nursing, and that is definitely personal health care and personal care altogether. So, not only do we need to, well, we get villainized. I think villainized is the absolute safest way for me to put. Our funding is constantly under threat. There are reductions in resources. We are villainized for being lazy because of the amount of time that we're seen to be having off or the hours that we work. Nobody seems to be talking about the fact that we actually don't get paid for the summer. Our salaries, depending on where you are, is amortized over the summer, but you don't actually get paid for that time. And most teachers, the sad reality is our classrooms are teacher funded. It's not ministry funded or board funded or whatever. If a classroom looks amazing and curated and perfectly put together, that is definitely not paid for by a school board, a district, a ministry. That came out of a teacher's time and money. No other ifs, ands, buts about it. Again, back to the caregiver fields, sick time is constantly under attack. When I began teaching, we got 20 days a year and they were cumulative. So that was great because I was constantly surrounded by germs. But I gotta tell you, I have never taken all those 20 days. The first time I came close to using those 20 days is when I had my first child, and we were allowed to use it as part of our, we got to use a chunk of our sick days after giving birth to recuperate before going on any government funding. so that we had our full salary, and we were only allowed to do it for a maximum of 6 weeks. So that would drain my sick bank. In the current state that we are in, we have 11 sick days. And if you don't save a minimum of two, I think this is still current, although we are in just finished the first level of negotiations for contracts, and the second level is still way up in the air. But if you didn't save 2 days, then if you had to go on short-term sick leave, you went down to 90% of your pay, which doesn't seem like a huge drop. But if you are the sole income in your home, or you're living paycheck to paycheck because your bills are high, or it shouldn't matter, you're still having a reduction in your pay. I've had to twice live in the situation where I was panicked. And I'm not going to lie, I was panicked. I was worried where I would have to go down to 90% and it would be noticeable for our family. And the first time was because I had planned surgery and I knew it was a risk and I'd prepared for it. Then last year, completely out of the blue, I had to have my appendix taken out. It's not something you plan. It's not something that you can suspect, but I had to go into my short-term disability because I wasn't allowed to go back to the classroom because of my scar location and healing time. I was really sick before that happened. So now I am definitely being mindful. It is still months left in the school year, and I'm trying not to touch my sick days because I'm hoping that I will be able to have that for next year in that security blanket. The other thing that happens in these female-dominated fields are there seems to be massive staff loss. There are constantly cutting down or excuses about not staffing what should be theoretically properly. There are people who work half-time or not full, at least not full-time, therefore not getting full benefits. In our teaching field, there's a lot of long-term occasional teachers who do not receive the same benefits or the same sort of rights or respects. And there were hiring freezes for years, stopping people from getting to those places, and all in the name of saving money. It had nothing to do with the benefit of students or patients or anything else. It was all about saving money, or at least that's the perspective I can see here. Now the question is, I respect the fact that we are publicly funded and the government has to be responsible to taxpayers. But why is it that all of these fields that are predominantly staffed, worked in, administrated, sometimes even by women, up for public fodder? Why is there a lack of respect for these types of jobs? We are constantly encouraging people, regardless of your gender, to do anything. They can do anything, but is it worth going into any of these types of jobs when you know that constant criticism is par for the course, or that it's going to be underfunded and either you're paying for it out of your pocket or you're running the risk of not having the things that you need to do your job properly or the supports for your students, patients, anybody, because it is acceptable to not fund properly because they're A, government funded, and B, the coincidental ? Of the fact that they are female dominated. I'm not saying I'm 100% right on this. It's just an observation. And it's not something that I am unique in thinking about this. I try really hard to say when I'm talking about this with friends, and generally I avoid topics of conflict during like a social setting because it's not worth it. But do you want your child to have a classroom that's barely functioning because it doesn't have the well-trained staff with the resources to teach? Do you want your child going into a hospital where they don't have all the supplies and the tools that they need to keep everybody safe and healthy and the training behind it? I don't. Just random thoughts of the day. Thanks for so much for joining me on Education Honestly. Until next time.
Don't forget to follow my mom on Instagram at Education Honestly and Education Honestly on Facebook. Lastly, our email is educationhonestlypodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for calling.